Heating and Air presents Finish Line Radio.
Finish Line Radio
on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Your home for NASCAR in the Valley.
It's Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb, and Jason Hildebrand.
Welcome to the fastest hour in radio, live from the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studios. It's time to kick off the 13th year. I kind of take that out.
I was going
to
say, it sounds just like first you're show. Just this side of death.
Yeah. Finish Line Radio presented by Dale's Heating and Air. Whether you listen to us on the FM dial or the ESPN 101.3 app.
Thank or if you're so on death's doorstep.
Yes, or you're a Barry White fan. I'm here for you. On today's show, we'll recap this past week's race at COTA. And hear from your winner again. That's one thing I didn't have to change. Tyler Reddick. We head to Phoenix this week to start the West Coast swing. Got some news in the world of NASCAR with Cletus McFarlane. I don't even think he's finished a race yet, but that guy keeps moving up in the world. And one of us is happy about the Rick Cart fantasy standings.
Who is that?
It's probably me. We'll let you know who, but I would almost guarantee you that I won the thing. Plus the chase standings. And much more on today's Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. I'm your struggling host, Jamie Kyle.
Excitable.
Oh, very struggling. Struggling. I think struggle bus today.
Pine and something else has blossomed into my body, so it's a lot of fun. So to my radio right, all things out of Alabama, that'd be Jason Hildebrand.
Yeah, they put on a stinker last night in basketball. But
well, they beat
okay.
Tennessee the other day. Man spinning the tune, spinning opinions. He's wearing his Michigan shirt. He sits across the table. That's the super producer, Scott Webb.
Quick shout out to the little RIP session as Lou Holtz just announced that he had just passed away. So,
he announced it himself?
Well, he didn't announce it, but his family announced that Lou Holtz, the great Lou Holtz.
That's tough. Well, I hate to hear that. That's tough for you to say, being a Michigan fan, right?
I mean, it is what it is. He was always great. He was great on ESPN for a long time.
Used to love. What was he on the on just a regular after college?
He was on
football.
College Football Final with Mark May for years.
For years.
That's right. And then he would loved do those little Lou Holtz kind of pep talks and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, I hate to hear that.
That sucks, man. But you know, my uncle Michael told me a real inspiring thing one day. He said, "Jamie, you know, the older you get, the more people die." So,
yeah,
that's what happens. All right. Some of these drivers need a prescription. I need a prescription.
You do.
Luckily for them and me, Mouse Creek Pharmacy has grown so much they need another location. That's right. The same great hometown service can now be found at their newest location, Georgetown Pharmacy. You guessed it. It's right off Georgetown Road in Georgetown, Tennessee. Get away from that big box store and visit Mouse Creek or Georgetown Pharmacy today. The heater dud meter. What do we got? I got a 5, and I said, let's go back to Pocono.
I'm up there with you, Jamie. It's hard for me to put a number to it, but it's in the 4 to 5 range. And, you know, I keep waiting for this track to change my mind about the way I feel about it, but it's just not doing it for me. And you look at both places they go in Texas, and just my personal opinion, they both stink. But that's just me.
Yeah, I'd agree. Just, you know, for years I think we even mentioned COTA as a racetrack that we'd love to see these cars spin around at. But, you know, outside of the first race with all the moisture and all the excitement that brought.
It was moist.
Just kind of a disappointment. I mean, first of all, shout out to Tyler Reddick doing things that had never been done before. But, you know, in general, just not quite the racing that I expected and hoped for. So, you know, pretty disappointed. I'd be high on that on the dud meter as well.
That heater dud meter, which was quick because it was bad, was brought to you by County Commissioner Mylon Blake, who says, "Don't be a dud. Make sure you go vote in the Republican primary in May, and when you do, click to reelect Mylon Blake as District 3 County Commissioner." I had a couple of notables from COTA and finishes and stuff like that. As you see, Chase Briscoe and Alex Bowman, along with Ross Chastain, kind of bringing up 35th, 36th, and 37th.
I can tell you one of them that got 1 point. I'll tell you which one that is.
Who's that?
Briscoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just...
How do I know?
Because you had him in your
That's
fantasy.
Exactly right.
He's the Bubba Wallace of this
trucking
year.
Along, and then all of a sudden he's down with
sitting
one.
In second place in the standings, Bubba Wallace? Or?
That is. But if you think about it, though, I mean, those Briscoe's a really good road course racer. Alex Bowman was one that NASCAR.com had said kind of was your sneaky pick or whatever to do something. So, you know, Jason, you think Alex Bowman needed one of those. He needs a good year after coming off last year, having to get out of the car and put somebody else in there, put Myatt Snyder in there to run because Alex was sick. It just seems like that if there is a bad driver in the Hendrick stable, that's the one.
Yeah, you know, you look and you see Bowman over the years, it's kind of like he's bringing up the rear of the four cars. He's shown, you know, that he can drive the car and he can put that thing in victory lane, but it's just not consistent. You know, I mean, at least, you know, William Byron, we've seen inconsistencies out of him, but you can see some
– he can
get on some streaks. Byron gets on some streaks. We saw Bowman kind of flash that a couple of years ago, but really he's just kind of just stale out there right now. It's just nothing to it. The 48 car's struggling bad.
Well, his streak, he usually has some 6 weeks, pick any 6 weeks during the season – where he goes out there and has some good finishes and looks like a top five, top 10 car. But as Jason said, you know, the consistency has been the issue. They just don't deliver on a race in and race out basis. And you can, I mean, I don't think it's, nobody's out here denying that if there's a car and a driver that has struggled in that organization over the last couple of years, it's been that one. And they've got to find a way to be, you know, we know it's not equipment. You know, they've got good stuff. But they, as a team, have got to figure out a way to be more consistent, and especially in this format. I mean, you've got to be making points week in and week out. And when you struggle like they have at the start of the season, it's going to be an issue. And you don't want to do, you know, like AKA Keselowski did at the beginning of last year, right, where you're just off to such a horrible start that you have nowhere to go. I'm just doing a quick glance here. 36th in points.
Yeah, he has run all the races. He is 14 points above Casey Mears, who's ran one race.
Yeah. Right. And you would think that car is usually on the pole or near the pole on super speedways. They're always up near the front. So to have this kind of start to the season is now we're getting into the bread and butter or the bulk of the season where we're not, I don't want to say super speedways are gimmicky, but they're different. Now we're starting to get in the meat of the schedule and you've got to go out there and perform week in and week out. And, you know, to put yourself in this kind of hole at the start of the year is not the way they envision the start of the season.
I will say it is kind of easy to do though with having two super speedway races really to kind of get going with. And then actually coming to a road course like COTA. For Carson Hocevar, was in the media a ton over the past week, it seems like, in referencing, you know, him being like Dale Earnhardt and stuff like that, him having a lot to say. And then he comes away, I think, and finished 30th, 27th, 26th, something like that.
Isn't that what you're going to get with him?
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be top five or right. It's going to be, you know, in the 30s. And part of that is youth. Part of that is inexperience, but I would much rather be on board with Hocevar in the organization as opposed to what Bowman's going out there and doing, because there's no excitement.
There's no running up front. There's no
there's none of that.
Yeah, I mean, at least Hocevar's putting himself in a decent position to go out there and come away with a win. The 48 is non-existent out there.
Absolutely non-existent. And you know, but with Hocevar, it just seems like the media wants so bad to have some sort of, narrative. Villain like Hocevar in order to be able to do that, and then he can't follow that up.
Well, they tried it with Bush. They've tried it with Hocevar. They're trying it with Hamlin.
One's 10th in points, one's 36th in points. Right. So I'd rather be the guy that's 10th.
Yeah. Well, and
regardless of what people think of him or how he's out there racing, I'd rather have that guy.
And regardless of the equipment. You know, Hendrick versus what, Spire?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, kind of same motors, maybe,
yeah,
I guess,
but
right?
It's the direction, the R&D, the leadership. It's just, they're head and shoulders above everybody.
There is. And so is the.
Maybe Gibbs.
The 2311. Yeah. That's why I'm glad you said that, because I was trying to figure out what the first two numbers were. But 2311 with Reddick, we could talk about him here in just a little bit, but. You know, Bubba Wallace, I believe, I don't know where he's, he said he's second in points.
Yeah.
He finished 11th at a road course. Admittedly, Scott, he's not a good road course racer. He's hung in there both races that Tyler Reddick's won. First of all, I'm going to ask you, Scott, like, just because I know Jason loves Bubba Wallace, but, you know, the he looks like he's bummed out after every race. Some point in time, your attitude's got to change and understand that this is not about you have to win every week. And I know it's probably bad that his teammate's winning, but that should be a positive thing in my mind, saying that I've got the stuff to win.
Well, not only is his teammate winning, he's second in points right now.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of like Tyler Reddick and everybody else, and out of the everybody else category, you're on top. So, Bubba's always had an issue, and I think if you've listened to Door Bumper Clear and listened to Freddie Kraft talk about Bubba, he's the spotter for, you know, one of the issues Bubba had is he's very hard on himself. And he sometimes, it's good to be critical. You know, we're all critical in our jobs and what we do in life of, you know, what the events and things that we're involved in, we're critical of those. But sometimes criticism can go too far and it can be a detriment. And that's one thing, it's a lesson. Who Bubba is not necessarily a young driver, but I wouldn't call him one of the older drivers as well. You know, it's still, that's still a step in the process that he's going to have to kind of learn that sometimes finishing well but not winning, even though there's other success happening in your organization, is good enough for now. And especially in this new playoff format that we have, finishing well is just as good as winning. Yeah. If you can do it more consistently. And it seems like, you know, it not seems like the 23-11, I don't know if it was the lawsuit or what kind of fire they had that kind of lit that organization up, but they have come out and established, hey, we're not just one of the best. We are the best organization in the sport right now. We're going to win every single race. We're going to be competitive. And you've got to take that energy and be proud of what you're doing and not be upset and disappointed. Oh, I finished 11th. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, you got to take that and be positive with it. And it's still a step. It's still a part of the learning process that I think Bubba has to get through. But he should be very excited with what they're doing, the equipment they're bringing to the track every week, the finishes and things that they're having. That should be a boost to confidence, not a detriment.
Jason, I would think that Michael Jordan probably didn't have it on his bingo card that when he was in a fight with NASCAR over the offseason that he would sweep the first three races and get a win.
No, and, you know, it's good for that organization because, I mean, they got strong backing there, you know, between Jordan and Denny Hamlin. You know, it's hard for me to think, though, you know, the guys ran so well, and then he's 70 points back already after three races to his teammate. But, you know, we looked at kind of the struggles of 23-11 early on. You know, any new team coming in is going to have struggles. You remember, I mean, when JGR first came out, man, they struggled for a while until they found it. And, man, it's been, you know, lights out ever since for that organization. And, you know, I see that similarity into what's going on with 23-11. You know, they struggled. They were feeling it out. They even had Kurt Busch driving for those guys back in the day. You know, and I don't know if a lot of people even remember that.
Right.
He was driving that Monster Energy car. And just kind of where they are now, for 2 years ago, man, it's just it's unbelievable.
This time a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's been one of those teams where Trackhouse kind of, you know, entered in, if you think about it, and looked like they had glimpses of brilliance, but could never kind of put it together. But Jordan and Denny Hamlin have been a new team that have been able to come in and make an impact and seems to be going trajectory-wise up in comparison to Trackhouse that was kind of flattened down.
I mean, you got to just sit and think about this team, just the overall picture of this team. I mean, you got possibly, you know, arguably the greatest basketball player in the world of all time. You got Denny Hamlin, who's one of the greatest NASCAR drivers of all time, there at the ownership helm. You've got a very diverse group of drivers. When you got, you know, African-American and Bubba Wallace, You've got
Midget and Tyler Reddick.
You've got excellent sponsorship all around, and that sponsorship's not going anywhere with those guys. I mean, that is a solid organization right now.
I mean, you just got to tip your hat.
Yeah.
You know, it's – now, long season, as we – nobody has to tell us in this room how long this season is. But you couldn't ask for a better start to the season. Not only is Reddick doing what he's doing, but we have seen Wallace be very – you know, run very well in three straight races. So whatever the mojo is, you just got to try to bottle it up. You got to try to make it this last as long as possible, because there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be – they're going to cut a tire. Something's going to happen at some point. But you're developing so much – so big of cushion, especially on the Reddick side, that – I mean, Reddick, I don't even think he can be passed in points. We're three races in. He could take this week off if he wanted to, and he'd still be the point leader going into next week. We're three races in.
Yeah.
So when you can build that kind of cushion, then it allows you to have some hiccups along the way. But at this point, it doesn't even look like they're going to have any hiccups. They're just going to go out there and just keep being competitive week in and week out. But I did mention, and I said this earlier, now we're getting into – the regular NASCAR schedule. We're running some of these mile and a half, and we got Phoenix this week a little bit over a mile. We'll see how those cars do on those tracks, but you couldn't have penciled a better start in at the beginning of the year for any organization, the start that 2311 has.
Let's get to the Shock Finisher of the Week.
Shock Finisher of the Week, brought to you by Caldwell Paving and Grading.
Locally owned for two generations, Caldwell Paving and Grading paves driveways, roads, and with their own asphalt plant, they can pave interstates too. Give them a call, 336-3841. That's 423-336-3841. You'll be shocked how good they are. I'm going to go with the 45. And the reason I'm going to go with this, and I know you guys are about to probably go, wow, but I think you beat one of the best in the business and SVG on a road course. And so, and it looked like almost he was toying with him to a point of letting him get close enough, and then he'd pull away when he needed to. But to have a car and be driving that well to be able to go out and beat somebody like SVG, my shock finisher of the week.
I was going to throw the 97 Van Gisbergen as my shock finisher of the week because he finished second. But I like Jamie's angle of how Reddick won the race more so than SVG finishing second.
Yeah, I mean, my SVG was going to be my pick. I mean, guy was going to try to tie maybe arguably one of the greatest drivers. Some would say maybe the greatest driver of all time on road courses, for sure, Jeff Gordon, as he was trying to win his sixth straight road course. So to have him not finish first was the most shocking result of the weekend, for sure.
All right, Tyler.
Especially
Reddick.
After the way he dominated the O'Reilly race too. So,
oh yeah,
just a great week and an opportunity that SVG, for one of his many wins he'll get this year, just kind of fell by the wayside.
Mm.
By the way, sitting fifth in points.
I think his big opportunity comes this week. Let's see what he comes out of Phoenix.
See if he's got any talent. All right, Tyler Reddick gets the win. This Victory Lane interview is brought to you by Lakeview Community Church. Lakeview Community Church is pastored by Eric and Lake and Golden. They meet Sundays 10:30, Sunday night small groups at 6, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more information, lakeviewcommunity.church.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Just trying to soak it all in, honestly. I think it's so fitting that it had to happen coming into here, a place where, you know, I got my first pole, you know, years ago, a place that road course wise, fits is a great fit for me. But I just had a feeling no matter where Shane was going to start, Connor, some of those guys, even, you know, Blaney was starting towards the front. I just had a feeling at the end there I was going to see Shane at some point. Obviously, he blew my doors off in the beginning of the race. But that restart played out perfectly kind of for him to slot in a second. I'm like, of course, there he is. I'm going to have to find a way to hold him off. So, yeah, in this day and age of cup racing, right, I mean, the Daytona 500 is so hard to win. It's so hard to, you know, survive at Echo Park Speedway, and we're able to do that and then be able to hold off Shane at the end of that race to make it three in a row. Yeah, it seems just very fitting that we had to go through the hurdles we did, especially these last 2 weeks to pull this off.
Yeah, it's definitely very fitting. I still he owes me an apology still. He needs to do that when I see him, and that
next
way I won't talk bad
him.
About him. That would be good. All right, anything that looks halfway decent and somewhat professional on our social media, like today that was sent out, that's done by WebOp Digital Marketing. They could do the same thing for you, make your business look very professional on all the, what are they, socials. That's what they call them, and the cool people call them. So that's WebOp.com for more information there. All right, we got some news in the world of NASCAR right after this.
Buckle up and hang on. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. Pull those straps tight. It's time for more Finish Line Radio on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Welcome back to Finish Line Radio, cooled by Dale's Heating and Air. Starting to get warm, boys. My seasonal depression ends Sunday.
Amen.
So we'll have, when we walk out of this place.
Can I rant for that just about? Why are we changing the time?
Why don't we keep
Why are we still changing? And we only change it for like 4 months a year.
Well, they used to say that was because of the kids at school and then farmers and crops and everything else.
I don't get it, man. Stop messing with the time.
Yeah.
And let's fix it the right way.
The only way. Yeah, I'm in. Is that brought to you by the TSSAA?
No, but we can start on some of the stupid things they're doing, too.
Yeah, that, too. Dale's Heating and Air. Give him a call here in Cleveland, 423-509-8787. Or do like we do. Just call dales.com. All right, it's time for news in the world of NASCAR, and that's brought to you by Bradley Veterinarian Hospital. BVH is locally owned veterinarian hospital that will see animals from as small as your new puppy to your livestock on your farm. With over 50 years of service and five highly trained veterinarians that live in the town they work in, this could be your last stop for all your veterinarian needs. I've trusted them with my dogs for over 40 years, and you can too. Give them a call, 423-479-2051, or visit their website, bradleyvet.com, to make your appointment today. All right, so I had a little JGR versus Chris Gabehart because there wasn't really much going on in the news of the world in NASCAR. And
although,
then,
did you see that the judge ruled on the injunction that he can't, he can still work for
Spire.
Yeah. Yep.
He just can't work in the same capacity that he held at JGR. I don't even know how.
Are the cars that similar where Toyota information transfers over to Chevrolet information?
I gotta think it's less to do with engine. It's more to do with car setup because all that stuff.
Right, but
be.
I'm still saying setup though. You've got different body shapes, so I mean.
Yeah, but I don't know how different are they.
I don't know.
I think the sticker on them makes them look different, but I don't think the actual body's all that different.
JGR thinks there's a lot different, I guess, because they
would. Well, they think they have some trade secrets that he was trying to steal. So yeah. It would be interesting to see how all that plays out.
And at the end of the day, I got news for you. Everybody who's ever left a place has stole trade secrets. They just didn't do it in that way. So they made sure they did it without. So
All the NASCAR beat writers. You know, tweeting a picture of the courthouse. Hello, my old friend.
Oh, that's funny.
After doing all, after being there all for 3 or 4 weeks after the season was over.
I mean, how much has Charlotte made off of court stuff with NASCAR over the past 6 months? So it's crazy.
I just like to not have to have a court segment on the show for a little while.
I didn't even think about it. I was over in Charlotte, Mecklenburg 2 weekends ago for a swim meet for the NCAA Division III deal, and I walked right by that thing. And didn't even think, well, that's where all
should
that
should have taken
was
a picture and tweeted it out like they all did this week.
That would have been fun. All right, so RCR announces Cletus McFarlane going to run one race, and that's going to be in the O'Reilly Auto Series, I think this is the way it's done. And it's going to be one race, I think, at Phoenix? No. I can't remember where it's going to be, but he's got one, and then he's got to qualify. He's got to get approved by NASCAR to run at Dega, and then on Forward. It's like a 5-race deal to get in. Here's my deal, dudes. I don't know that.
What's up, dude?
I know. I don't know that. Is Cletus finished a race yet? I mean, in ARCA and in trucks. I think he's wrecked lap 5 in trucks of his own doing. And then in ARCA, I feel like, you know, when Greg Biffle was around crew chiefing, he made maybe got through the end of the race, but not after running over 2 or 3 people.
Struggling for news this week, Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about Cletus McFarland.
Right. I don't understand how you get a job.
Because you know the right people.
Yeah.
And he's become this kind of celebrity in the garage area, you know, with his
He must have some money, too.
I don't know, but hopefully it works out for the guy.
Yeah, that'll be on that 33 car. So, definitely struggling for news for sure. All right, let's jump into the NASCAR Cup point standings. I'm struggling for voice. Brought to you by
not the only thing struggling.
Marie Maya with Cry Like Realtors. She just sold me a townhome, by the way. If you buy a townhome, you're going to do it, you know, Airbnb. Just don't even look at your credit card statement when it comes in to see what your wife has bought to kind of furnish the Airbnb. So I've tried to stay away from that. But anyway, pre-found us a good townhome here in Cleveland that we'll Airbnb and did a good job to help us with the negotiations. And so she helped me buy a home. And she is definitely a realtor you can trust, and she's one that I trust too. So give her a call, 1-269-598-6243 today. Scott Webb, please take it away.
Thanks, Jamie. It's now time for your NASCAR Cup Series point standings after the running of the Duramax Texas Grand Prix powered by Real Dime. Come on now. What are we doing? Tyler Reddick with a 70-point lead over Bubba Wallace. Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, and SVG round out your top 5. Joey Logano. Daniel Suarez, AJ Allmendinger, Michael McDowell, Carson Hocevar, your top 10, Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Zane Smith at 14, Kyle Larson at 15, and Ryan Preece at 16. And that is your NASCAR Cup Series standing.
Brought to you by Bree Maya. Give her a call for all your selling real estate and buying real estate.
Listen,
needs.
I just want to read off some names of guys that are below Zane Smith and Ryan Preece in the standings.
Scott Webb, take it away.
Yeah, thanks. Ross Chastain in 20th, Kyle Busch in 22nd, Denny Hamlin in 23rd.
Both top 10
Christopher
finishes.
Bell in 24th, Austin Cindric in 31st. Alex Bowman, who we spent a lot of time on this show, and 36th. Those are some guys at some big-time organizations that are on the struggle bus right now.
Two super speedways and a long, boring road course that tends to
lead to
that. I get
it. The cream's going to start rising to the top, but that's shocking to see some of those names and where they sit in the point standings right now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, give Bree a call, 1-269-598-6243. It's time to move on to the next race. Thank goodness. Let's roll to Phoenix. We'll talk about it right after this.
We got you covered. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. The green flag is out. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 1013.
Finish Line Radio, cooled by Dale, Heating and Air, Jamie Kyle, Jason Hildebrand, Scott Webb in the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studio. It's time to move on to the next race, and in life, your next race may be buying a new home or moving an aging family member to their new home. Boundless Moving and Storage can move you to whatever your next race in life is. For more information, go to BoundlessMoving.com or give them a call, 423-763-1000. You know, Matt Carlson, the owner of Boundless Moving and Storage, has this sweet little 95 Ford F-150 long bed, Jason, with the old 5.0 in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet little ride. That's, you know, they used to make them good back when we were in school. Just could never afford one back then, could we?
No.
Scott could, though. Ford guy? Did you have one?
Ford guy. Yeah.
Did you have a Ford F-150 back in the 90s?
Because
you were like 45 in the 90s, right?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, buddy. I did not. You know, we were not. My dad had an old one that he.
70s?
Yeah.
Those things were
was a green. Brick. It was terrible looking, but yeah. he had one for a while until I blew the motor out of it.
And that's hard to do. Then blow that. That's probably well, 302.
You don't put enough oil in it. You don't know there's a leak.
That'll work too.
That'll work.
Hey,
that'll,
don't check that driveway when you leave, right? Yeah. All right. So our partners at MRN interviewed a couple of drivers this week. One that we just talked about being Willie, really far down. Willie too, and sounds like Chris Buescher right there. Willie.
Willie.
But really far down in points. They asked Denny Hamlin, "How different do you expect this weekend's race to be? Race to be than the race you dominated in the fall?"
Yeah, quite a bit different. I really don't know. I haven't prepared myself necessarily for that. I certainly have a lot of notes. I did a lot of work on that racetrack, a lot of driving notes that I compiled over those couple of weeks that I had to prepare. So I won't be going through that same process for sure. But I feel as though, you know, we found something there that seemed like it was the right direction. And you know, but a lot of things change. Yeah, you know, from last year to this year, just things change. And you just never know.
You definitely never know.
Well, that thing was a rocket ship back at the championship race
probably
last.
Up some bad memories for.
Well, I mean, it's got, this would be, you know, sitting where they are in points, this would be a great opportunity to kind of get their season back on track. A track that he's run well at, should have won the championship race. He was by far and away the best car all day long.
Would be your champion if it, I guess.
If he would have just went the distance.
But, right, but I'm saying like if it was in chase format. Now maybe, I don't know.
I wonder
if they've figured that out or not.
I don't know. I'd have to go look. I'm sure somebody has figured out who would have been the champion last year.
Correct.
But, I mean, you know, it's, he's got an opportunity. This is a track that he runs well at, and they need to start generating a little positive mojo.
Another driver, Connor Zilich, had a heartbreaking loss last year at Phoenix too, for the championships. Kind of been unheard of as far as this part of the NASCAR season. Of course, he is a rookie. They did ask him, "How excited are you to get to the traditional oval portion of the schedule going at Phoenix?"
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's obviously I've ran one standard oval in the Cup Series. That was Charlotte last year. It was intermediate, so you know, this will be my kind of my first semi, I guess, short track at Phoenix, and I'm definitely excited for that. And getting to figure these cars out on the ovals is certainly, you know, at near the top of my priority list. So it all starts there in Phoenix, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely all starts in Phoenix for some of these drivers. A bunch of them really want a good start, so should be ultra competitive. Tyler Reddick, who hasn't had a bad start at all, was asked, "What do you think about your chances to continue your winning streak at Phoenix?"
My experiences in spring at Phoenix, I've a number of years, I think dating back even to the start of this car, you know, we've been able to go there and kind of be knocking on the door. You know, last year we had the power steering failure that kind of knocked us out of it. 2 years ago, you know, I remember me and Denny got together, that caution came out in the middle of the cycle. So, I mean, in my opinion, we go to the spring Phoenix race, we're typically like right there. And for whatever reason, we go in the fall, we're a little bit off. But I'm really excited to see what we have for speed and pace over the next two weekends, because we've worked really hard to improve things here. We've worked hard to kind of rethink how we get around Phoenix, and we've just kind of doubled down on the things that we've been improving at Vegas. So very excited to see what kind of pace we have at Phoenix and Vegas as it comes up.
Our crack research staff has come up with some information, Jason.
So yeah, five of the last nine championships, the championship winners would have been the same. Five of the last nine, that being Truex in 17, 20 Chase Elliott, 21 Larson, Logano 22, and Kyle Larson last year.
Would have been the same champion.
In today's format. Now, 2 years ago, Kyle Larson would have won over Logano. William Byron would have been the champion over Blaney 3 years ago. And then back in 2019, Truex would have won over Kyle Busch, and Kyle Busch would have won over Logano in 18.
Yeah. So the thing about those drivers is those are the guys that are consistent. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that have very few bad 3-4 week stretches. They're always in the mix. Whether or not they're winning or not, they always are giving themselves a chance. And I think obviously this format is going to reward that. mean, you got to get into the playoffs, right, and then they reset the points and all that sort of stuff. But it's going to be about driving those last 10 races consistently. That's why it doesn't surprise me that Larson could be a 3-4-time champion in a format that rewards going out there and having good weeks week in and week out.
Absolutely. All right, this week's schedule is brought to you by Porter Concrete. Jonathan Porter and his family have been concreting driveways, sidewalks, foundations, and pool decks for many years. Finding the right person to handle your concrete project is important. I've trusted Porter Concrete for all of my concrete needs. You can trust them with yours, whether it's commercial, residential, large or small. They do them all. Give them a call, 423-596-0740. Heat up.
So Friday, Phoenix, the ARCA 156 on FS1 on Thursday, my bad. Friday, the app on the CW app, O'Reilly practice and qualifying on Friday at 7. Saturday, the Cup practice and qualifying at 12 on Prime. The O'Reilly race Saturday evening here, 7:30 on CW. And then Sunday, 3:30, the Cup race. Local time. 10% rain.
Got a little IndyCar action this weekend,
yeah,
there, too.
Yeah, IndyCar going to be running at Phoenix, too. You're talking about turning down some laps.
They'll be running at 3 on Fox on Saturday.
On Saturday, 250. Those guys are going to be doing about 40 miles an hour faster than the Cup cars. So that'll be pretty cool to watch.
Absolutely. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, it's time for the Rick Karp Fantasy Standings. I'm pretty pumped about this past week. I'll talk about it right after this.
The caution is out. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. Fantasy isn't just for football. It's fantasy racing time on Finish Line Radio.
Brought to you by Clarity Property Management and Gateman Services on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Welcome back to Finish Line Radio, cooled by Dale's Heating and Air. Heater and I have a good discussion over here, Scott.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm just trying to do a show.
I was waiting on some music to play. I forgot.
This I didn't mean to hold you up, Scott. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm glad, glad he did. We had a great conversation. Hold him up anytime you want. All right. The Rick Karp Fantasy Standings are brought to you by Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services. You've probably heard me talk about my friend Michael Williamson, who owns Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services. I've known him since high school, and let me tell you, he takes pride in doing things the right way. Whether you need drywall repair, new flooring, electrical work, plumbing fixes, or a fresh coat of paint, Clarity's handyman team can handle it. No shortcuts, no surprises, just solid, dependable work. So if your home needs attention, call Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services today at 423-458-2600. Tell them the Finish Line boys sent you. Jason Hildebrand.
All right, here's your Circuit of the Americas League standings. Coming in first, the real Lyle.
No.
And also tied with first is Jamie Kyle.
Wait a minute. Did you read that correctly,
Jason? Yeah, 222 points and 222
But did
points.
You reverse? How did NASCAR.com?
I don't holler at the guy that I just print them off. No. I don't know.
It's got me at the top.
Yeah, I'm not going to read. I wasn't going to read that because you guys tied for first.
Yeah.
It's still better than me. I did. So, Dawsonville Dominator.
Oh, the Dawsonville Dominator, by the way. I believe his longtime girlfriend and him have got back together. I asked him, I was like, how's this going to affect your NASCAR fantasy prowess? And he said, it's going to make it go up. We shall see. He finished third.
Yeah.
Now he's announced it on Facebook. They're Facebook official.
Yeah, okay.
So it's probably going to go all down there.
Oh, yeah. Gunnar Radier Cage number 3 is in horrible. 4th. Arnold Tarpley 5th. Myself, 6th. RLM Racing.
He's horrible, too.
RLM Racing, yeah, horrible. Dale's Not Dead.
There he is.
Scott Webb, Brandon Gaines, Kevo Racing, Loving Left Turns, and Wild Racer. The thing about this weekend, though, was
– Kevo beat his daughter. That's a change.
Was, you know, a lot – when you look from top to bottom, well, except for Wild Racer – there wasn't a whole lot of points separating, so Everybody had a pretty decent week to where you're not just totally falling out of.
Can
this
we
thing.
Talk about? Can we take a second and talk about Scott Webb and his performance? Because this, last year, if you remember, Jason, was he not out of the playoffs before? I mean,
Yeah, it was terrible
before he even started.
I mean,
and he's starting off this year like you know, like Alex Bowman, down in the 34th spot.
But you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. You've had Atlanta, you've had Daytona, and you've had Coda.
Yeah, both those two races killed
him. He's been in NASCAR media for 15 to 17 years.
With 30 laps to go in both the 500 and in the Atlanta race, I was leading in points.
Used to get made fun of because of the fantasy. What did we call them? What was that?
Power rankings.
Power rankings.
But, now, this guy's defense, though. Even like last week, he was making his picks on air, and he says, look, you're going to hear a lot of the same names. And so a lot of it was the same as what we picked. It just happened bad.
I'm glad you said that.
You know, Briscoe last week. I go to the store, come back, he's blown a transmission, and it's in the third stage. I can't do anything, and he's sitting there with 1 point.
Yeah.
So, anyways, overall league standings this week. RLM Racing's first, Loving Left Turns second. Dale's Not Dead, evidently, in third.
He's not, though.
Nope. Brandon Gaines fourth, myself fifth, Jamie Kyle, The Real Lyle, Dawsonville Dominator, Kivo Racing, Arnold Tarpley, Scott Webb, Gonna Rider Your Cage number three, and Wild Racer.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. As long as I beat Arnold,
yeah,
I really don't care about anything
else. Where has Arnold been? I haven't heard from him at all.
Right now, I'm behind him in the overall standing, so I'm a little concerned. I'm 4 points back. So as long as I beat Arnold, that's really all I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, he hadn't sent any kind of group text or anything, and it's just been kind of quiet from the Tarpley camp over there. And I'm stalling so I can get my power rankings.
I can lead us off.
My Quill and Day Quill. Go ahead.
Okay. For Phoenix this week, I'm going with Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, and why not take Tyler Reddick? He's won 3 in a row. In my garage, I've got Ross Chastain. I'm going to go with Larson over Reddick, Blaney over Bell, Hamlin over Logano, Chastain over Buescher. NASCAR says your hot picks, Ryan Blaney, William Byron. Avoid Chase Briscoe. You don't need to tell me that after last week. Also avoid Chase Elliott, and your sleeper pick is Chris Buescher.
And if you got a gambling problem, stop. All right, Ryan Blaney on my top five, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Carson Hocevar. I'm going to put him in there. He probably wrecks a couple people. I put Willie B, William Byron in my garage. I got Larson over Reddick, Blaney over Bell, Logano over Hamlin, which I probably should put Hamlin in there. Anyway, Ross Chastain over Buescher. And we'll go from there. What you got, Whip?
I'm not as excited about it as I was a few minutes ago after listening to the Who Not to Bet on the NASCAR matchups. But I've got Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman. Going to take a guy that has an average finish of 7.3 there. Also won there several times. William Byron, Denny Hamlin. I've got Chase Briscoe in the garage. I got Larson over Reddick.
You think his Bowman pick is because he feels somewhat connected to Bowman being so far down the standings?
We're just trying to, you know, whatever kind of juju we can give in a positive direction, we both need a little bit. I got Bell over Blaney. I got Hamlin over Logano. I got Chastain over Chris Buescher.
It's like Josh Berry in the playoffs last year. It's like there's no way this guy can wreck out 3 straight times.
Yeah.
Until he wrecks out three
At Darlington, I think he – was it Darlington the first race? He just ran out of talent. I mean, just like wrecked it in turn two over there. So, all right, so heading to Phoenix. This will be the – are we racing twice at Phoenix this year?
Yes.
I believe we are.
When's the second? Is it in the playoffs?
Yes.
So, I mean, we traded in for Homestead as far as the final race goes, but – that track is still in the playoffs. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just not haven't been impressed with the racing at Phoenix. And I think we all question kind of why it was in the playoffs to begin with and the championship race. What's the draw in your opinion for Phoenix to keep it in the playoffs, keep
weather.
It in 2 races?
Weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I look at – and it's kind of screwy when you look at the schedule coming up, you know, even the playoffs. And I know I'm off subject here. But you go in the – you know, you go to Bristol, you go to Kansas, you go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You come back to Charlotte. Then you go to Phoenix. Then you go to Talladega.
Back and forth.
It makes no sense. And that's later in the year. It's in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes – the end of the year goes the October 11th, goes Charlotte, then Phoenix on the 18th, then Talladega, then Martinsville, then the championship race in Homestead.
So we make Phoenix still a race in the playoffs.
Yeah, but to me, it doesn't. Being one of the 10, with this format, it's not as impactful. It just
Think with this format though that you would try to, and maybe they have, but try to have like one of each type of track in there to make it to where consistency everywhere wins the championship.
Yeah.
Do we have a road course in there at all?
I'm just double checking. I don't believe we have a road course. No.
So I mean you're wanting to reward consistency, but yet we don't have instead of going to Phoenix, let's roll out to Sonoma in October.
I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in. I think they should have. I mean, if they'd ever let us do the schedule like we've wanted to do for a long time, I would be, I would have a road course in there, but have to be one of the traditional road courses.
Right.
I don't want to do the Roval, which they got away with, but I think it could play a factor in what's, who determines who the champion is, if I could ever make a coherent sentence here. But I'm okay with it, since it's just a 10-race deal, stick any 10 races you want in there. I'm fine with it.
And you're okay with it. So, yeah. All right, well, somehow I've managed to make it through this thing. So
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it's good. I appreciate it. I mean, you see, I'm giving it up for the team. I know. Scott, has a little stomach ache, and he can't come in 2 weeks ago, right? Isn't that the way it was?
You didn't want me around, though, that day. All right. Letting you know.
Make sure you tune in next week as we'll break down Phoenix, get you ready to head out to Las Vegas for the second half of the West Coast Swing. For Scott Webb, Jason Hildebrand, I'm Jamie Kyle. Thanks for listening to another edition of Finish Line Radio.
Don't forget to follow Finish Line Radio on Twitter at Finish Line Radio. Finish Line Radio presented by Dale's Heating and Air
on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.